ABC Radio Australia.
Well, it's one of the most remote airports in the world, but the newly refurbished international terminal in Kiribati could actually have a vital role to play in the event of future air emergencies that happen over the South Pacific. The upgrade was co-funded by New Zealand, Taiwan and the World Bank. And as Richard Hewitt reports, it's part of a chain of similar construction projects in five other Pacific Island countries.
Reliable transport links in the Pacific are vital, and yet throughout the region there is a history of those links breaking down, and when it comes to air travel, that's often because of safety concerns. The problems encountered in Vanuatu have been well documented, with Air New Zealand still refusing to fly into Port Vila. But Noro Rabafanaraka, a senior transport specialist with the World Bank in Suva, says other countries have had similar problems.
For most of those countries, at a certain point, they experienced similar problems with foreign companies retrieving from their operations at relevant airport because of those unsafe conditions to fly in, with non-compliance in safety or security standards.
Vanuatu is one of six Pacific nations where the World Bank has been working to fix airport safety issues, with the project at Cassidy International in Kiribati the latest to be completed. And World Bank program leader Pierre Graftio says the importance of the upgrade to the Kiribati people and the country's economy can't be understated.
A big percentage of the Kiribati population lives abroad in New Zealand, Australia or other places. And of course, they want to go back home from time to time. And there's some tourism happening on Christmas Island. Of course, if they want to be unsuccessful in complying with the safety requirements, airlines may just decide not to fly to Kiribati anymore.
But there's another side to the story that goes way beyond Kiribati and means the tiny country has a potentially big role to play should any aircraft crossing the Pacific Ocean hit trouble.
Increasing the level of compliance of the Cassidy Airport, hopefully it's going to make it an airport that can be used for emergency landings. And for that, they will pay a fee to Kiribati, even though they may not use it, but they know it's there in case they need it. So it will add some revenues into the Kiribati coffers.
Over in Samoa, Noro Rabafanaraka says work to strengthen the runway at Faliolo Airport can have a knock-on effect in terms of driving up tourist numbers. Right now, some 370,000 passengers land in Samoa every year, but it's estimated that the airport development could drive that number up to 600,000 in less than 20 years. But rebuilding airports in the Pacific is no easy task. Local contractors usually lack the capacity to tackle such big projects, and the internationals demand big money. And Pierre Graftio says prices rise still further when you factor in the cost of equipment and materials.
They need to bring all the materials from far away. Even for roadworks, for example, in Kiribati, we had to import aggregates from Fiji. Machinery you bring on island is likely to rust quickly. The local people you want to hire are often not trained, so you need to spend some time training them. But there's no way of avoiding that. That's just the way it is.
That's the usual picture, but in Samoa, Noro Rabafanaraka says they've been very fortunate.
Because we have a quarry not far from the airport, most of the aggregates we could get locally. In other islands, they had to import or at least bring the materials from other locations in the same countries, whereas in our case, we were much more fortunate. We could avoid these problems.
Funding for the $50 million US upgrade in Samoa includes contributions from China and the World Bank, and just $7 million from Samoa itself. In Kiribati, the finance package included $18 million from Taiwan, together with input from New Zealand and again from the World Bank. And the amount of money available to small island states for big infrastructure projects is growing. Where once each World Bank envelope contained around $20 million, that sum has more than tripled over the latest three-year cycle to reach $65 million US.